435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Yeah, it is. I'm hearing good things out of the markets. Did you hear that? Hearing about the oil prices going down. I mean, all sorts of crazy stuff that needs to be addressed. This situation in Iran, we were told, was certainly going to impact prices or factories or oil or all of this stuff is in the mix. And it impacts folks like you, folks like me. It could very well hit you in your 401k, what have you. But I want to get a sense of what is going on, how it's playing out. Every Monday, I'm thrilled to say that my financial planner, my financial advisor, Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial, joins us. And this is Monday, and here is Carl. Carl, thank you for being here, my friend.
To be here.
Well,
a lot going on out there.
Yeah, one or two things, I guess. I just love you to dive into it. I mean, people were talking about how this would impact the market negatively, and oil prices were going to spike, and neither one of those things seems to be true right at the moment.
Yeah, it's interesting. So that was a lot of the original news that was coming out. Mm-hmm. Was market was going to drop a lot because of the attack on Iran, and then it's so interesting how these things bounce around like they do. So and then that was going to cause oil prices to go up, skyrocket. And actually, when I heard that, I was thinking, it might be a good opportunity for the U.S. to jump back in there with some oil and keep the prices down and benefit the United States. So that wasn't totally a bad thing in my mind. But then Iran attacks the U.S., and that ends up being a good thing.
Mm.
Okay, that was a little curveball, but yeah. I guess it was because they didn't attack us as bad as we thought maybe they would have. So that just kind of tells you, though, how silly the stock market can be from time to time.
Yeah.
And why you have to build yourself a little protection from that silliness so that you can understand that long term it's not going to impact your ability to retire or become financially free. It's just going to be waffling and wavering in these short-term periods when all of these kind of strange things are happening, and you don't necessarily have to go into shock, you know, when all of the media goes into shock about, oh my gosh, stock market's going to tank now with U.S. and Israel attacking Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that you've got a nice plan, and no matter what's happening in the market, it's not going to affect your financial future.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Makes it easier to take from a financial standpoint, at least.
It sure does. I want to talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind. Carl Carlson is joining us, Carlson Financial. Carl happens to be my financial advisor, my financial planner, getting us to where we want to be. I mean, a great situation. So you talk about building the plan, and we've talked about that for years. You built one for us, you've tweaked it, you've changed this, you've done that. There are a lot of people, I think, as I just chat with them, I get the sense they say, well, you know, I'm going to do blank. And it always seems to be one thing. That's not good, right? You really do have to diversify your interest in this.
Yeah, to really be able to. There's three things you're trying to do, and you're trying to do them in unison. One is you're trying to have some sort of liquidity with your money in case you need it
right. Quickly. Yep.
So that's liquidity. Another one is you're trying to have some degree of safety so that when markets are crashing, you have some money that's not. And then the third one is you're trying to get your money to grow. And so you're trying to get all three of those to work together.
Yeah.
And it's not easy.
Well, no. It would seem to me that sometimes, you know, one piece might almost conflict with another piece if you don't know what you're doing. At least that's my perception, because I don't really know what I'm doing. That's why I trust you.
Yeah, totally. So if you're seeing great growth in the stock market and you want to be all in there to get those nice rates of return, but then all of a sudden something happens, tariffs hit or something, and the market reacts in some weird way, whatever might be happening, then, oh my gosh, I don't have any safety. And then that's not when you want to go to try to get safety. Yeah. That's why you got to plan all this stuff ahead. You don't want to sell growth things when they're down, when the stock market's down. Then you have to, it's best that you've already built the plan that's going to take you through whatever comes our way.
What about Social Security, Carl? Because this is another thing that I think many people are counting on. There was just a story the other day. It's going belly up, allegedly, a year before it was supposed to go belly up. And this so-called lockbox is just filled with a lot of promises written on the backs of semi-used cocktail napkins. And, the age keeps getting moved. It's like Lucy and Charlie Brown moving the football or moving the goalposts. You could, in theory, if I understand it correctly, you could retire at age 62, according to Social Security, right? I would get, when I hit 62, I could say, dear Social Security, give me my money. I'm not going to work anymore. That could work, right?
Yes, that could definitely work.
Okay. But,
depends on the case, you know, for some people, because it's a lot less money if you take it at 62. Uh-huh. It's a lot more money if you take it at 70, and then anywhere in between, you know, it just goes up every year. But then that also can impact your spouse's Social Security, depending on when you or your spouse takes their Social Security.
Oh, I had no, well, obviously I had no mm-hmm. idea. So you say it's less, well, all right, so I'm just, again, layman. So it's less at 62 because they figure, well, you're going to be collecting it longer. If we can hold you off till 67 or 68, then, you know, we'll give you a little bit more. Is it a sizable difference?
Yeah, it's. I'm just going to kind of throw a number out that I'm used to seeing. Maybe you might look at 20, probably double, maybe $2,200 at age 62, but $4,500 at age 70 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So that's a real difference. That's a real difference.
It's a real difference.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about depending on that? I mean, do you tell people, you can depend on that, or boy, we better build the rest of this financial house and hope that it's there as the lovely gutters we add at the end?
In general, I would say if someone is under the age of 50, you need to not rely too heavily on Social Security, and maybe half of what you're seeing, and at least maybe not age 62. Maybe you could start at 65. But there may be other things happening where they're testing, you know, your income. If you make $1 million a year, you're not going to get Social Security. But that number may not be a million, it might be 100,000, you know, we don't know. So why, but for somebody that's 60, you know, you're probably not going to have a big impact. Mm-hmm. It's going to be more the folks who either haven't started Social Security, or those that are, I would say 55 and up, I don't think they'll be as impacted as the ones that are further on down the road. But what they're saying is they can't promise starting about 2033 or 34. Yeah. They shift that year around quite a bit, as you were saying. But they're saying they can't promise to pay everything that they have promised to pay. And that's because that's when the fund runs out. You know, there's the funny money is in, there's really not money there because they borrowed that money the government has, but they are trying to keep track of it on their books, and so they're saying now when people are paying into Social Security, the FICA that comes out of your check, that they just turn right around and send that out to the people that are receiving Social Security, and there's less money coming in every month than there is going out, and there's that surplus in that funny money account that they're drawing down, and it's that 2033-ish date that surplus money is going to be gone, and then they can only pay about 70 or 80% of what they've promised, unless they do something to fix it.
Well, here's what I'm going to say, my friend, and I will make it clear. Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial is not saying this. Jeff Katz is saying it. Carl, as we speak, I am enjoying a brand new podcast series starring Sebastian Maniscalco, all about Charles Ponzi. And all I can tell you is that if these involved little stamp coupons, all right, that's all I'm going to say. All right. But I said that, not Carl. Don't go looking at him.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
All right, Carl, for those that would like to get some sage advice and actually protect their assets, grow their stuff, and I don't know, who knows, maybe they're going to retire at 62, 66, they really want to do it, they need to get in touch with you. What is the best way?
Give us a call, 844-CARLSON, or reach out to through our website, carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. Thank you, Carl. That is Carl Carlson. Carl is my financial advisor, my financial planner, and he's doing a great job for us. I'll tell you that. We are absolutely thinking, we'll hang out for a little bit, but don't do anything you don't like doing. You know what I mean? That's a good place. Financial independence, that's a really, really, really good place. I'm going to share with you the social media post, Truth Social, from President Trump. I'll share that with you in a moment. It is 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.